Why are you acting so strange?
Well, it isn't every day a spaceship comes out of the sky and a beautiful alien woman walks into my life.
Do I make you uncomfortable?
No. It's just that you're so beautiful. And then you put all of these voices of truth in my head.
Well, there we go. A little bit of acting strange. That's how I felt when I first met Sanyasi. That's from my last album that I did with Voyager, called Voyager, and our band is called the Black Sheep Squadron, and the album title is From Andromeda with Love. Quite an album. Once again, welcome to the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science and Energy Show. And what a strange show we have for you today. And this will be show number 5. And I'm only going to narrate a little bit of it today because we've decided to do one of the radio shows we did about a week ago. And it was a live on the air type of show. And it gives you an idea of some of the topics that we cover and how crazy we get out there with a few call-ins and things like that. And there's some interesting information. And so we decided to play that, about 45 minutes of that show, so that maybe you'll get some different ideas of what you might want to send us for questions, because so far the questions have been pretty much oriented around the things that I discuss. And it's all right to bring up new topics, because I don't mind, even though we're in the introductory phase of this whole series. It's still nice to have fresh topics sometimes, and being this is only a narration until we get on the air, and I can get feedback directly while I'm doing a show. It's kind of mundane sometimes to do it this way, but we do it this way anyway. Last week we discussed the irradiators and the meg orbs and a little bit of what scalar wave energy is all about. And I got a few emails from that, a few questions here and there, but nothing that I could remember at this point in time as being terribly important, other than that they're a lot of fun to play with. The irradiator, what people, I did get a shipping question, and they are a little bit large, and we're working on better shipping ways of shipping them because they're so large. But even though the shipping expense is a bit high on them, I think it's well worth the effort to have one in your house. One thing I want to emphasize, and I don't know if I emphasize it that much so far, it goes with the irradiator, is the star orb. Anytime you use a positive energy scalar wave device, you'll have a definite negative reaction from it, because it will dislodge negativity in your life, in your house, in your building, anywhere, from places that you can't even imagine. For example, the human body gives off amino acids. And I know when I bought this house that I live in now in 1975, the only person that's lived in here is me and my family and myself, and a few visitors from time to time have lived here. And the vibrational tone of the aura frequencies of the people that lived here has been very good. So the amino acids that came from the bodies of the people that lived here and lodged into the walls, into the wood, and the materials that this house is made of are of a fairly fine texture. Texturization has a lot to do with it, because it sets up what's called ambience. And ambience is something that, when you start doing a seance, the ambience of the seance is determined by the texture of the environment. And so as a result of that, when you say you sanctify an area, like if you use 4 or 5 irradiators or 7 irradiators, which you can use them for sanctification, which is another thing that you can do, you create an area where you have, like, basically it's a doorway to the astral plane. And this doorway, when it opens, it's a two-way street. You can go out in it and explore, but what's already out there that normally is not on the physical plane can come in and visit. And I haven't put it up on it's on my website, but I haven't put it up on the block service panel yet. But we have there, in the case of one of our devices called a champagne reflector. The champagne reflector is inside the aura influence of the quad system, which is 4 irradiators and 4 meg orbs. And as a result of that, we have a device, a Champagne reflector, sits above the circle made by the four, the quadrant of the four units. And up in a Champagne reflector, which we'll talk about in a future show, it makes a, it's a very high, high frequency environment, a very source of probability. And I had a guy over here one evening who had taken some photographs over on Queen Mary for Channel 4, NBC. And what those photographs were about were, and sound recordings were about, some spirits and a little girl that lives in the bottom, the bilge of the ship, Queen Mary in Long Beach. And so when they were finished with that session, he came over here and offered to take some pictures if we wanted to do a seance or a seance type vibratory frequency run with the radiators, which we decided to do that. And you can do different kinds of runs with them when you have four or more of them. Runs meaning, you know, applications. So we programmed a high frequency. We didn't know quite what we were doing, but we ran the thing up into a very high frequency level. And we were able to capture an angel, a small angel, about 2-3 foot across wingspan, or wingspread, I guess you would say, had an angel, flying into, or materializing out of the Champagne reflector. And the Champagne reflector, when the angel flew, moved from the Champagne reflector out of it, towards into the room more, it definitely it started to disappear, and we caught all this on film. And what happens was, in order to see it, the angel had to pull upon the ectoplasm of the room. And of course, the ectoplasm of the room was determined by how many amino acids that had been absorbed over how many years from people that had been occupying those rooms. And then, of course, quite a few in a long time was the answer, so we got a pretty good materialization. You get into these old haunted houses, it's the other side of the spectrum. You don't get the high-frequency angels so much. You usually get the low-frequency caught in between the ethers, kind of individuals that are floating around that do the same thing. They pull down the ectoplasm that's locally available from the amino acids in the building, and then therefore they're able to materialize. In some cases, if it's if they're dense enough, they can even make sounds and screeches and crying and all this other sort of thing. Usually the higher frequency angels that do this don't emit any sounds or create any sounds or creaking of boards or anything, because that's pressure, which is even more dense full effect of this. They usually just do telepathic stuff and mental stuff. That's the way they communicate, which is a higher plane. So it's kind of neat, stuff like this. But what I was getting at before, when you're using your radiators for this type of work, we definitely need to take care of the low-frequency component, which is a star orb. And a star orb is a small device. It's relatively inexpensive, around $200. It's not a big deal. And it connects into your house, and it's also anti-ELF generating device. So what happens is, the star orb, when it's connected, you connect it somewhere at a higher point in the room where you can see it, because it's going to transmit a positive scalar wave out of it. You connect one part of it, there's little wires, imagine it's a small object, about 2 feet tall, and has many couple of wires coming out of it. And one of these wires is connected outside the house to a ground, into the ground, a very firm ground connection. Another wire goes into the ground socket of one of your plugs in your house. And not the two slotted plugs, but the parts of the plug with the round part, and it's grounded there. If you don't have that type of house, if you've only got the two slotted ones, then you need to put a capacitor in line with the ground wire so you don't short circuit. The capacitor will block the alternating current, but it won't and allow the ELF to pass harmlessly out of the house. But before you do that, give us a call. Let's give you specific instructions and send you the right capacitor at no charge so you don't electrocute yourself. And the final wire, usually we use three, first installation of a star orb. The final wire is usually connected to the refrigerator. And the reason we have it, you cook it to your refrigerator, is that ELF is present on all circuits until they are polarized by one of our devices. And when you polarize the circuit with something like a star orb, what happens is the food in the refrigerator, which is normally going back and decaying and going into a viral or bacterial state of decay, it stops it. So your food in your refrigerator is going to remain vitalized a lot longer and probably last a lot longer. Usually 2 to 4 times longer than normal will food last. And in my refrigerator, what happens is the vegetables never go bad. They just liquefy after a while. So we have a liquid vegetable because they break down into their basic constituent, water, because there is no bacterial force that can turn them into anything else because it's not present. And that's just the amazing thing of the starworm. And the same thing that I found is some people have got our projector systems, which we haven't talked about. And if you do happen to jump the gun here on the series and jump into a projector or something you saw on the website, do not hook it up or use it until you have a starworm, because it will turn you upside down. It will send you into the energy of it, and it'll be a long time before you come back, and it's not a healthy thing to do. The idea is to send the energy out in one of these devices, and you stay put and grounded and let it happen, not go out with the energy. I've had a couple people fail to understand this, and I've had to bring them. It takes a little bit of grounding to get somebody back into their real body and everything. It's not an experience. It's very nice, so be careful. Some of these devices are very overpowering. So the star orb, of course, is very necessary in any of our systems. And also the Portamid, we've talked about that. When you're using a self-help system, it's very important to have that Portamid set up so that you can sleep in it. Because when you sleep in it and you go into rapid eye movement sleep, once again, your astral body moves out of your physical body far enough that the energy that's being sent out, 13 feet or more, by the way, the energy being sent out by the radiator then sets in and pulls it back in on a silver cord to the body. And once again, the star orb is necessary for that type of action too, because if you start trying to do these things without the star orb or some device that stops the negative subtle energies, it will fill your aura space up with negative subtle energies, and it'll make you a nervous wreck the next day or beyond. And these are the kinds of things you don't want to do. These are fun and glorious things to play with, but they do have side effects if you don't understand the full aspect of how to ground them. And I also recommend, I had also last week spoke about putting the local stones in. That's very important, too, for the nature spirits to be able to work up, because they're part of the grounding process. So don't get one of these systems with a megorb and set it up and fail to put local stones and rocks that you find around your neighborhood or around your house in the system, along with your quartz and other things, as I described in that previous hour. Don't forget to do the grounding part. The grounding part with our equipment, Pyridine products and Pleiadian products, is the most important part of all, because it makes it work. And if you think about it, if you had a brand new television set or a brand new anything that plugs in, and you look at that plug, it's 2 prongs or 3 prongs. And if it's 3 prongs, the round one is ground and one of the vertical ones is ground, and there's only one hot side to it. So there's one hot wire and 2 grounds on some plugs, and some plugs that don't have 3 but have only 2, one side of that is ground. So that should tell you something. The ground is the most important part of any energy transmuting device, whether it be a gasoline, electrical, or anything. The grounding, without it, it won't function. Remember grounding. Anyway, getting on into what's going to happen in the rest of this hour is we're going to listen to me. You can stand that much of me on the radio, tip radio show that I do, and we have a lot of fun. Those of you that want to have me on your local stations, you might contact them or use the contact blog and service and send us people that we should contact to do some of your local shows, because I do a lot of local radio shows for people, and I enjoy doing them. It doesn't have to be a huge Art Bell show. I don't mind doing a small show with 50 listeners. It doesn't really matter. On the local topics of the area. Those are really fun things to do. So if you have some ideas about radio shows, and if you don't want to contact them directly, but you know a contact person at a local radio show that you think we should be doing, then contact us at contactservice.com, and we will get a hold of Ariel Louise, who is our woman who goes out and finds and makes communications for us, because she's an expert in the art of managing some people like Dr. Fred Bell, who is a complete handful anyway. And so she's a very good producer of shows and very good influence to have help us out. Otherwise, it's very hot out here today in Laguna Beach. It's much hotter than it used to get, because once again the greenhouse effect is in effect and it's causing these huge temporal weather shifts. Remember the heart projects and some of the other things that we'll be talking about more. We've mentioned them have caused a complete shift, so therefore it's going to be a lot foggier and mistier probably this winter. Most of you are going to see a very foggy winter because the carbon dioxide levels are incredibly high now. And as you know, the gas prices are going up, and this is all, of course, programmed. And remember, the Iraqi war was to get gas prices down, and it was going to finance itself. Of course, it's all in denial now. All the people, the powers that be, are denying the fact that the Iraqi war was to be paid for by the Iraqi oil, and that oil was to keep our prices down. It's all such a bunch of BS. And also, don't forget to look at the website, the blogandservice.com website, to see that article that's posted I posted on the front page about getting hold of your senators and your congressmen and writing people about getting hemp oil. We need to get the hemp oil. Normal refineries can be used for this, but we need to get that. We need to start growing that. They're already doing it in Canada. We need to get our air purified, which the plants will do that. Remember, it's a non-toxic exhaust, and it's something that I really want everybody out there listening to this to put a push on or do some research on it. Go on the search engines and find out about as much of it as you can and learn how it was the oil of last century and the beginning of this century, and learn how that it when it burns, it has non-toxic side effects, so you don't need smog equipment. There's no air pollution involved. It's something that's natural. It didn't come from an animal that died and went into the ground a million years. It's a much better product. We really need to start switching over. It's the quickest thing to switch over for alternative methods for fuel right now. So it's very, very important that we get this out in the burner, in the front burner, and turn the heat up really high. And like I say, email everybody. Email your friends, email Congress, email senators, email President Bush, or whatever other president we're going to have, and he'll be there for a while, so send him lots of emails, and just start bombarding everybody with emails, because if you got a computer and you're listening to this, you've got an email capability. And then send me copies, fredbellparadigm.com. Send me copies of where you've sent the emails. Let me know what's going on. And if you get something moving here strong enough, we'll organize this thing and get up, and we'll get some MSNBC and CBS and CNN news coverage of it, which is not a problem. And not only is it not a problem, but it's a lot of fun. So those are the kinds of things I like to do and have done in the past. So I hope you enjoy the little radio show following this. And until next week, have a great week and be careful and raise heck and make people aware of hemp. And we'll talk to you in a bit. Bye.
This ends. Picture I would take is the synthetic vitamin C would have zero aura, and the natural vitamin C would have a huge aura. And the second picture I would take is it would be 50-50. Vitamin C would have lost half its aura and the other part, life force, and the synthetic would now have it. And the good synthetic steals, what a good synthetic vitamin does is steals the natural nutrition from your body. So you see these things in the stores, like, you know, vitamin D fortified milk. Well, what does vitamin D fortified milk do? It's a synthetic, so what happens is it causes heart attacks because your body requires vitamin D to synthesize calcium, which calcium is the largest thing that you use after bone growth to support an enzyme called actin, which makes the heart work. So they create heart attacks. The heart, there's big business in the heart industry right now. And as long as they keep putting synthetic vitamins in the foods for that, vitamin Ds and different things, boom, there you go. Vitamin A, you see synthetic vitamin A fortified. Well, vitamin A destroys the immune system. You know, normally it would build it, but it doesn't. It's a synthetic. So now you got the drug company. All the different drugs are necessary for bacterial control. Antibiotics is huge. So if you start looking out there what they're already doing, and believe me, they have the consciousness to do this. They're not stupid medical doctors running around. They know exactly how to take down the nutrition, the value, and destroy human consciousness. And that's a big movement right now. It's huge. It needs to be addressed continuously and daily. And it's international. You know, I have formulated myself for the FDAs in Canada, in Japan, in Switzerland, Austria, Germany, here. And I work with all the different FDAs. And each one has its own set of rules. And if you look at the cartels, all of them hooked together all around the world, you'll see that they pretty much, nutrition doesn't exist anymore if you take all the countries and add them together. For example, when I was doing studies at the University of Michigan, we were looking at Hiroshima and Nagasaki radiation bomb blasts. And we found that people that were up close and personal to some of the bombs where the radiation was did not have any long-term effects of radiation, because I've made a big study of this. And as a result of that, why do people up close to the bomb have no effects from radiation? People 30 miles away do. It's because people up close have large amounts of electrolytes in their body supplied by Fotai, ginseng, and Gotu Kola. So So when I formulated it in Japan, like on my own vitamin formulas, I used Poteigensin and Gotocoa for radiation now for cell phones, but there it was radiation for nukes. Okay, boom. I go to Europe, and I say, okay, let me formulate Poteigensin and Gotocoa over here for you guys. They says, no, you can't do it. We can't do that. Okay, then go back to Japan. You know, I like to use B12, of the whole nitrolocyanin
yeah.
B-complex for nerves and anti-carcinogenic.
Yeah.
And they won't let me use B-complex. I go up to Canada. I can't use amino acids. They're drugs. It just goes on and on.
What is up with it? I don't get it. I mean, I'm naive.
It's the Club of Rome. It's the, you know, that's the secret government. I mean, you know, George Bush Sr., you know, talked about it, ranted and raved about it. It's really in place. It's big time, and it's hooking in now. And like I say, the end of the world will probably be here in another 7 or 8 years as we know it. Not the end of the world like the destruction, but as we know it. And these are the big cartels that are making their moves now. And it's pretty damn obvious what they're doing. You pretty much got to be brain dead not to see it.
Well,
we're losing all our constitutional freedoms, and nobody seems to be doing anything about it or caring about it.
Well, it's interesting about that conversation because,
yeah.
you know, just when you get to that place, I think, and I had an email from one of my listeners about hope.
Yeah.
And asking me if I would, you know, do an interview with a woman from Texas that is in protest.
Oh, yeah, war. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, sure. By the war in Merakami?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just another Vietnam. Those are always planned, you know. Now, you know, I worked on intelligence on that
yeah.
war. And,
yeah, I do.
And all the weapons of mass destruction are down in Basra. We took them all down. Like, we didn't, they did. Took them down there. I worked with Task Force 20. I can tell you all kinds of stories about that war. I know that one inside out and backwards. And I also worked in the Afghanistan war, too, you know. As a matter of fact, the Pashtun, the king of the Pashtun tribe over there, his son's a good friend of mine. And the Pashtuns are the good guys, you know, the good Arabs, not the bad ones. And they're all over Pakistan, they're all over Afghanistan. They're not too much in Iraq, because obviously Saddam Hussein kept them out. They were smart, but, you know, I'm pretty aware of some of the stuff that goes on over there.
Well, you know, we've already sparked some attention to the show today. And what I'd like to do, Dr. Bell, is bring one of our callers on. We obviously have a question. I guess we're really out there doing what we said we'd do, and that is to raise the vibration, Benny.
That's right.
Who do we have?
We have Randall waiting for us.
Hey, Randall. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How's everybody today? Hi, Pat. Hi, Dr. Bell.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you today?
Just wonderful. I had a question. I have Dr. Bell's book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light.
Uh-huh.
And one of the questions that I always kind of wonder about, and I talk to friends about, is there's all sorts of people are talking about with photon radiation, cosmic waves, all this stuff. And I often, at work or just in talking to people on the phone, there seems to be some sort of a shared experience every day that people are feeling.
Right.
And I want Dr. Bell to talk about this, where this sort of shared experience is coming from. Is it sort of a cosmic radiation? Is it solar flares? Or is it actually affecting our DNA? And,
what you want to
yeah.
know. It's in my new book.
Yeah.
The new book I'm working on, The Inside Track. What it is, the body's made up of oxygen, hydrogen, and nitrogen, and carbon, four atoms. That's DNA. And the hydrogen atom is an atom of consciousness. And what happens is as we move around the precession of the equinox, around the Pleiades, our central spiritual sun, in 2600 or 2250 year period, more and more activity, the first 12,000 years of it, in the hydrogen atom takes place, atom of consciousness. And so we're on an ascending rise of activity. And so as a result of that, you out there intuitively feel it. The theoretical physicist is now looking at leptons and quarks and muons and the Bose particles and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of ways of expressing how it works. But what it basically boils down to is that the if you look at it on an atomic level, there's a thing called in the Vedic traditions, which is old Pleiadian science,
mm-hmm.
the dance of Shiva. And what happens is the electron, what it does is it goes around the proton, which is what a hydrogen atom is made out of, and it stops and it dances. It actually oscillates. And depending on where we are in the precession of the equinox, we'll send a resonant frequency to these atoms in our body, and they'll dance really good. So what happens is now they're dancing so well that they're opening up other levels of consciousness. In other words, at night, for example, when you go to sleep on the astral plane, you know, you normally, when you wake up, the astral plane was there. You know you were there. Sometimes you wake up and you can't remember if you're in a dream or you're actually awake, if it was really there, really close. And the same thing with the mental plane and these other planes. This is called compression. And so what's happening is we're experiencing a thing called compression, whereas these planes are being drawn together to be here now consciousness, because really everything is happening in the now. So from an atomic level, our electron is dancing on the hydrogen atom level, bringing out a resonant consciousness form, allowing us to experience our past life. As a matter of fact, we're actually going now from a linear type of past life thing to a almost parallel or sequential life system, that which is what the end of the days is all about. It's accepting it all at once, taking on the, you know, the, throwing down the mantle. And so we're kind of all starting to get it all at once. Well, we used to have to go through a succession of lives to get. We get it all in this lifetime. So it's kind of a waking up process.
Well,
I'm shedding some light on it. I can go further, but I don't know how far you want me to go with it.
Well, let's, you know, Randall, you know, would you please call back if you want to follow up? And when you call back, would you turn your radio down in the background? And if you have a follow-up question, just call in. We'll bring you back up. You know, what I want to ask you about is, I mean, that's sort of counter to the quote, spiritual philosophy, esoteric philosophy of many lives. I think if I understand what you just said, Dr. Fred, I mean, what you're talking about is sort of being in the compression of all of an accumulation of one's journey. Did I miss the boat on what you said?
Well, yeah, in a way that's sort of happening. The linear thing is still there.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, immortality, which is what everybody wants, it's all at once.
Okay.
That's what immortality is.
Mm-hmm.
Immortality is not a linear form of time. It's a sequential form of time. And if you were to look at two different extraterrestrial views from that, Pleiadians would look at it from a linear time with karma, and the Andromedan philosophy would be a all parallel universes opening up the doors to one another. You see it all at once, all the way across the board. It's the total be here now. Because remember, in time, there is no future. There's only a series of possibilities based on the events of this moment. You know, the way things could go, which is our freedom of choice, our free will. And we're coming from the past, which is nothing more than an echo or a doorway. I mean, you know, a room that we've walked through already. So so that's where we come in. When you start looking at that way, we start looking at the hologram. We don't look at, Dharma and Karma. Like, Karma is when two or more interface with one another and have an experience. Dharma is three or more where you form a nation. And Dharma is holding back the growth of this planet. If you look at what's going on in the Middle East, that's always a dharmic situation. There's no time to resolve the problems in the Middle East before we run out of oxygen on this planet. We're running out very fast now because they refuse to go to alternative fuel forms like we use hemp, for example, which would be a perfect form of oil for our cars because it produces no toxins. But they don't go that direction because it's inexpensive and it puts petroleum. So you've got this huge dilemma going on where industry is going to kill this planet in a very short period of time. And so as a result of that, there's so many conflicting things, so we have to go to this higher principle to make it a better place. Because, you know, my work, for example, is for children. I could care less about adults at this point. It's the kids that are coming into this world, because when I came into this world, it was a much better planet. The air was, I was born in the middle of a war, World War II, but at the same point, the air was cleaner. Everything was better, you know. Now it's getting worse. This is like World War III that's being fought through pollution and environment, if anything. So we got to look at it on a big, big picture and see what the reality of that picture is and then, you know, make adjustments according to the present reality. So I don't know. You know, that's my view. Yours might be different. And there is no correct view, because whatever I believe in my world is my existence, and what you believe in your world is your existence. And somewhere in between, we're going to have to compromise all this out. But I think we both have one thing in common. We believe in the better good of mankind. So that's the overall truth that really is the crowning glory of this conversation.
Well, and it is the tipping point. It is that place that we can come to where, it really is a place of believing that we're all in this for the, you know, the greater good of the planet. Yet at the same time, I mean, I've had, you know, my friend Gloria Steinem on the show several times, and in her journey to bring levels of awareness, her comment is, you know, that we are in an administration that has broken every environmental law on the books. So, you know, I don't really understand from a, you know, from a from that perspective, in what are we really willing to put our energy into? If we truly believe in the environment, then what can we do to really make our voice known? Is this, are you finding in what you're doing that people are taking a back seat to what's going on, or are people becoming more vocal in their expression?
I'm finding both. I'm finding an extreme both, actually. I'm finding a lot of people in this world, in our society, going into denial, okay? These are the ones that the pharmacy now has, that they're going to go to the pharmacy and get their pills, okay? They're dead, and the pharmacy is killing them quicker, but they're already dead anyways. It doesn't matter, so we put them aside. So now I have to look at the people that care, okay? So the people that care and will do something need to be educated properly, and they have to overcome fear, because our government works on fear. You know, every day they make a new law that's based on fear if you don't go, you know, the enforcement of it. So we have to teach people to overcome fear. That's where we have to look at ignorance. So the only way ignorance is the fear is the product of ignorance. So education is incredibly important. So that's why I'm doing lots and lots of radio shows and planning television shows and all the stuff that I do is to get the word out there. And meanwhile, on the back burner, you know, I'm working underground with government people that I know, people that are involved in industry and private industry to get a lot of things changed. And, you know, one of the big things right now we're looking at is energy. And so I've decided to put a big push on the hemp thing because that was the, you know, that's when Rudolph Diesel invented the diesel engine. That's what they used. My dad worked for Henry Ford. Henry Ford, by the way, Henry Ford hated the petroleum industry. He designed his cars to run on hemp oil. He had 35 acres of trees on his estate in Michigan, in Wayne, Michigan. And he ran 18 of his company cars on his fuel that he grew. His hemp trees produced four times more oxygen than a normal tree. The fields could be rotated four times a year, and the car exhaust pipe, you could breathe it. It was carbon dioxide and water, and what do plants like? Carbon dioxide. No smog devices required. So that to me is one push that I'm pushing on. Plus hemp products replace soy products, so the protein source is much better. So, and that was all our founding fathers and all kinds of things. This is where they were going. It was in the late 30s that the people over in Texas and the oil booms took off and all that stuff that completely corrupted our society. And if you look at the Bush family, the pot of oil, you know, the dad's company, and all the way back, and even when his dad ran the CIA, that whole thing is shrouded in all kinds of things that weren't too good. I could tell you horror stories of what the pot of oil. And then look at the man without a heart, Dick Cheney. He has no heart, you know, who's really running the country. Look at his background and you know, like the Most Dangerous Game and some of the things that he started that he does for sport. You wouldn't even want to know the background of some of these individuals.
Well, what I love about what's happening right now, and maybe I'm sort of, you know, sitting on the bench by myself about this. What I love about what's happening now, and whether it, you know, it doesn't matter what side you're on. What I love about what is happening now is that people are coming to the table with a voice, with a conversation.
Exactly.
I went home 2 years ago, and I was in a mall, and I was just blown away by what I saw. I was in a mall, New Jersey, of course, right? And I was in a mall, and there was a gentleman being arrested, handcuffed, because he had an anti-war T-shirt on.
Wow, and that's pretty heavy.
It was very heavy, and it was very surprising to me because as much as, you know, people joke about New Jersey, it has always been the place, believe it or not, folks, where you could stand up and say what you felt. It was one of the first states to incorporate anti-gay prejudice legislation. So I was struck by how quickly, you know, the people were to silence this individual. And what I'm really experiencing now in this radio show and the other shows and the people that I talk to is that people are coming to the table to have a conversation. It's not a handful of people in the United States that we're looking at, you know, Michael Moore and a few people, or, you know, people are in any party. People are now willing to, like you are out there.
You're doing what you're supposed to do, you know?
Well, you got to get off the bench.
I know, I agree, and you're doing it, aren't you?
Well, I'm trying to do something here, and that's what I encourage people to do. I'm not saying what you should say. You're entitled to your opinion. You're entitled to your choice. But get off the bench. Have a conversation. Do something about your health. I mean, that's why today in our state, we have health insurance for some people that include alternative medicine. Had this conversation this morning.
Yeah, no, I think alternative medicine's great. You know, like I say, we fought 20 years for it. And, you know, since allopathic and homeopathic medicine split back in the last century, it's been a war, and it probably will continue to be that way. But luckily, enough people are going to sleep and getting out of the way so the shakers and movers can get up and do something. And a lot of the other people, you know, that are running our country will die off anyway. As Einstein says, you know, the growth-resistant generation basically dies off. You know, because you really can't compromise them out.
That's exactly what he, you know, he's an interesting guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he was a great guy, you know. One of my role models, I guess you might say, up until he started hanging out with Charlie Chaplin. And, you know, then once the theory of relativity was proven, when Jupiter did an eclipse of Jupiter and it proved that the speed of light, you know, was there, he kind of got off on his Hollywood kick and kind of went downhill from there. But up until that point, he was great.
He's amazing. Yeah. Let's take a short break. You know, for those of you just tuning in, I'm here with Dr. Fred Bell, practicing naturopath, scientist, environmentalist, inventor, musician, many other things, speaker, founder, and operator of Paradigm, Inc. We're going to talk more about that. Opening up the phone lines for you all. I know that you're interested in having a conversation, bringing your questions, concerns, comment to the table. This is what this show is about. It's your opportunity to express yourself without comment, concern, or ridicule from me or my guest. This is your choice. 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527.
Or 1-888-298-5569. Toll free 1-888-298-5569.
All right. We'll be back with more with Dr. Fred Bell and with the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned.
Traditions Academy is a multimodality healing school in Bellevue, providing certificate programs in energy healing, hypnotherapy, and shamanism, and elective and continuing education workshops in massage, holistic business, intuitive development, and healing ministry. There are also 4 monthly healing circles and seasonal celebrations. Please check our website at www.newtraditionsacademy.com for a complete course catalog, or call us at 425-450-6999 for more information. New Traditions Academy is Washington State licensed and accredited. Practitioner and classroom spaces are also available for rent.
Introducing the Net Millionaire Training System. Wouldn't you rather play your way to success? Squeeze 2 to 5 years of networking experience into a single evening by playing this unique experiential board game. The purpose of Net Millionaire is to teach in an easy, effective, and fun way all the skills necessary to succeed big in network marketing. Check it out at bringitonclub.com. That's bringitonclub.com.
The world's first healthy coffee has arrived. A rich blend of nutrition and pleasant aroma come together with a gourmet taste. Get energized, remove toxins, and build up your immune system with the miraculous king of herbs, Ganoderma lucidum. Organically grown without any pesticides, chemicals, or preservatives. Here's what people are saying.
I all of a sudden noticed that my belt buckle was definitely looser, and then, bam, it just all of a sudden happened, and I dropped about 15 pounds in about 8 weeks.
My body is functioning better. I'm more energetic and able to do things physically that I haven't been able to do before. It's just wonderful.
Don't take our word for it. Check out the internet to discover thousands of positive page references to the health benefits of Ganoderma lucidum, also known as reishi mushroom. Call now to receive your free sample. 877-514-2233. Or visit GodGano.org. The world's first healthy coffee, health, and wellness in every cup.
Celebrated talk show host Dr. Pat Caselli for Crest Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life on VoiceAmerica.com. Bust through the layers of Cresty conditioning each Thursday, 8 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time to reveal the truth of who you are. To listen, visit www.voiceamerica.com on the internet or visit www.crestbusting.com. To become a sponsor of this show that is changing the lives of thousands, call Dr. Pat Caselli at 206-525-9599 or send an email to live@crestbusting.com.
Hi, this is T. Harv Eker. I am the author of the best-selling book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, Mastering the Inner Game of Wealth. And you are listening to Crest Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life with Dr. Pat. Dr. Pat is a true light worker on this planet. And what I mean by that is that she brings positive energy. She brings light energy to the world around you and everything that is available to you. You need to have this type of light energy in order to go to your fullest potential in your life. And Dr. Pat, and Crest Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life is the way to have it.
Everyone, you're listening to Dr. Pat's show. We're heating up the conversation right now with Dr. Fred Bell. For those of you that are not familiar with his work, he is a practicing naturopath, scientist, environmentalist, inventor. He is a world-class musician and internationally known speaker, founder, and operator of Paradigm, Inc. And if you try to call him in his 1-800 number, you probably will not get through. He has just been bombarded with questions and comments and around the amazing work that he is doing so that we can have information, and then you get to choose. You can pick and choose what you like, what you don't like. Hi, Dr. Fred, why don't you give out your website information so that folks can find out more?
By the way, if you call, you know, we will get back to you, leave messages.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're so overloaded, but the website is www.pyradyne, spelled P-Y-R-A-D-Y-N-E.com, and if you can't remember pyradyne.com, just go to Dr. Fred Bell on any website. Any search engine, just Dr. Fred Bell, type that in, it takes you to Paradigm right away anyway.
That does.
And our 800 number is 800-729-2603. But like I say, it's been a little bit busy for the last 2 or 3 weeks. We will get back to all your calls, though.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for being on the show today. I mentioned to you during the break, I am just blown away. I'm doing a special segment on Voice America, by the way, on MS. And I have scheduled two hockey players. One of them has been diagnosed with MS. And the question that I have is around what is going on. I'm hearing about young women, young men diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, all anti-immune, fibromyalgia. And then I turn on the radio, the television, I think on one of the morning shows, you know, making a statement that cell phones are perfectly safe, that they're within the 1.5, 1.2 or whatever it is range of whatever they're doing. I'm telling you, quite frankly, I am confused.
Yeah, you're talking about milliwatts in the 1.2 range. Well, I've done a lot of work with radiation since I was a kid. I mean, I was born and raised in the nuclear business. And everybody's immune system is different. And so that's one of the things we developed, a thing called a nuclear receptor that gets rid of the, just what's called auric offset, to get rid of the effects of radiation. But on most people, radiation is a cumulative thing. It doesn't happen overnight, and tumors don't come overnight. And cell phone, an average cell phone tumor, it's been found, takes about 15 to 17 years, and it's going to be in the brain. Cell phones have been around about 7 years. So the only thing you get right now in these studies is more car wrecks. And that's pretty much what it shows up in the stats is car wrecks go up about 900%, 850%.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 850%. So, so it's going to be a little while yet, but you're starting to see what it does, though. It does produce a lethargicism in the brain when you start doing that because the brain, like I said earlier, it relies on electrolytes and the cell phone radiation. It destroys the electrolytes. And cell phone frequencies run around 850 megahertz. And the human DNA is between 375 and 425 megahertz. So one wavelength is 850 megahertz. So 425 times 2 is 850. So what happens is the DNA is affected immediately by cell phone radiation. Not the radiation, but the frequency. And what it does is it starts to throw off what's called ELF signals in the body. It starts to affect the heartbeat. It starts to affect circulation. So it starts to do a lot of stuff through DNA, and so it starts producing what we call recessive genes. Okay, and recessive genes means that using a cell phone speeds up the aging process in your body. It's like you're drinking or doing narcotics, that kind of stuff. Speeds up the aging process. For example, alcohol shortens somebody's life in 6 to 8 years, depending on the individual. We don't know what the stats are on shortening the lifespan with a cell phone. But having worked with radiation in the Air Force and working around big transmitters that generated huge amounts of electricity, to put these big radar waves out, and I've got a website I can give out later on. It's got pictures of all this stuff where I'm posting it now. So anyway, this week we had a lot of people go insane. We used a lot of tranquilizers, a lot of Valium. We used a lot of people that ran this equipment. That was pretty common in the Air Force. We had a clinic that was constantly seeing people handing out tranquilizers. So if you turn around and look at the drug industry, what are they handing out? Tranks, we used to call them. Valium, you know, Xanax, all this stuff. Who are they handing them out to? People that are using cell phones a lot. And then we did a lot of studies on ELF. And for example, if you take a frequency of 3.2 hertz, 3.2 cycles per second, and put it on a generator, that's good. That makes your blood circulate better. If you do 3.3 cycles per second, that will cause a constriction of the blood. If you do 8.5 hertz, that makes the heart beat better. If you do 8.6, it makes the heart beat, you know, erratically. And so what happens is you create frustration. And there were a guy named Tom Bearden. You might have heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these other guys did some earlier work with ELF equipment and anti-ELF equipment. There was some Italian restaurants down here in California put some ELF generators in, just to make the alcohol sales go up. So you'd walk into this restaurant, you don't hear this thing, you feel it subconsciously, and it makes you kind of apprehensive and makes people drink, and their alcohol sales went up. So with ELF coming out of cell phones like it does, affecting the DNA, it's another contributor besides the environment, you know, toxic environment, to send people in for tranquilizers and make them sick. So not only is it getting it from the radiation, it's also getting to them genetically, too. So the cell phone is a big trap.
So in the world that you're practicing in, naturopathy, right?
Yeah,
in that world, what are we, you know, what can we do? For example, with situations of autoimmune, what can people do?
It's got to be a defense. The other thing is called microbacterial poisoning. There's only one clinic in the whole United States that's down in Huntington Beach, and the Gulf War syndrome started in the first Iraqi war. Was when that bacteria was first found in people, and it's too small. The bacteria is too small to respond to antibiotics. But what you can do with that is we use what are called anti-ELF devices. I've invented several of them. One thing is called a projector. We have a nuclear receptor. I do a lot of formulation. What I do is I use Fotai ginseng and Gota Cola in a lot of my formulation, my vitamin formulas. I use lysine and arginine amino acids. I use raw amino acids in formulations to produce the hormones that are knocked out. For example, I consider the vasopressin as a hormone in the pituitary, and any hormone is what we call a unit of biochemistry that possesses consciousness. So what happens is when you're in a dirty environment, like with a lot of smog, it's an antagonist to vasopressin. Now, the drug companies came out with a squirt-up-your-nose kind of solution called Diatid, made by Sandoz, which is bad for you because, it gives you temporary relief. But what happens is it puts your pituitary gland into atrophy because it doesn't know how to manufacture it anymore. So what we did is we put lysine and arginine in our diet formulas, and therefore your body can produce it naturally, and this produces euphoria because when you go down to the wave, go down to the seashore, and the waves are breaking, that's the Lennard effect producing negative ions, or you go up in the beautiful hills up around where you live and those beautiful pine trees with wind blowing through them, that produces a negative ion effect, which then activates in the body biochemically vasopressin. When that goes up to the receptor sites in the brain, it triggers electricity, and it produces a euphoric feeling throughout the body. So we approach that with amino acids and, of course, the negative ionizers. And if you go down to Sharper Image, that you'll see those ion breezes. Well, Richard Dellheimer was a friend of mine, and I turned him on to ionization back in the 80s. And he used to say to me, well, I don't know if this is up and coming. Well, guess what? It saved his company because he finally got into it, you know. So negative ion machines, we sell those. Those are good. And we make a lot of things that you can use on your body, like the receptors, the vitamins, and stuff like that. And then there's things that we don't do that places where I recommend people go to get peripheral things, you know, that we don't have. And the education, of course, is very important, you know.
Well, and so how can people find out more about this?
Well, the book, that Raise the Truth book that I wrote, is good. The new one that I'm working on is even better. It's coming out. They go on our website. There's lots and lots of information, you know, on the Paradigm.com website.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah. And by the way, in all my books, including Raise the Truth, I usually put, my thing was about my literary style is this. Anything I say in the book you don't believe in, prove me wrong. Go find it out if it's right or wrong, what I just said in this book. And so what I do is I put a huge bibliography in the back, and I give the people lots and lots of places to go and lots of reference material that I use that they can use on their own websites to go to so they can research what I do. Because I want people to prove my research wrong. I like that a lot. Then I can be smarter and make a better statement tomorrow.
Well, so, and that's what we should do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're out there and you're really looking at alternative ways, you know, to create healthy integration of mind, body, spirit, then it is about finding out the information. You know, if you don't take Dr. Fred's word, find out about it.
Exactly.
But at least
make me a liar.
And
well,
you know
great.
What?
I like that.
Yeah, and what I love about it is at least you're doing something.
Exactly.
You know, you're taking the action. Right.
Yeah, and if you, and you know, condemnation without experimentation is the height of ignorance. So don't say anything about anybody or anything until you find out for yourself. Arm yourself with the truth and then go at it, you know. Attack or compliment or whatever you got to do, but do something.
Well, you know, what I wanted to talk to you about as well is I wanted to talk a little bit about what can people do in their day-to-day lives. What can they do to really create the kind of health that they need to have to really, you know, combat everything that's sort of out there?
Well, the first thing they need to do, there's two things I think that really people don't do. Well, maybe the water thing is they need to drink more water, even me.
Yeah, yeah.
Second is you need to take 10 minutes of your day and go stand in a closet or something and find out who you are. I don't care if you take a shower, go for a walk. Take 10 minutes, you know. How many seconds is that? 600 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And find out who you are. And get your inner truth in there. Because people don't know who they are. And so they're constantly bouncing and reacting into things. So meditation of some sort is very necessary. So drinking some water, meditation, then a little bit of exercise. I'd recommend some kind of exercise. Those three things are really, really important in the day. You know, that's the beginning of it. Then you can go into devices and vitamins and all the stuff that everybody rants and raves about. But that's the beginning with me anyway.
Well, I got a real wake-up call. I did a show in New York a couple years ago with the firefighters, and there was a lot of hype going on back there about how Tom Cruise built this detox center. And, of course, you know, you got to look beyond the Tom Cruise part of that.
Yeah,
and
I
get
don't
in there.
With him at all.
Well, and get in there and find out what happened, and what happened in my search, as you said. I mean, for me, I've got to go out and I want to find out myself.
Right.
So I put myself on a plane, went out to New York, scheduled a live show with these firefighters, visited the detox center, which is really not even as big as the place that I live in, but powerful. And what I found in the conversation is that the people that were part very close, you know, we talk about 9/11. We're not really talking very much about the aftermath of that, what that was like for the people that lived in New York, that worked in New York, the firefighters, you know, the environment that they were in, you know, day after day. And what we found very interesting is, you know, doctors had given up on these folks that I talked to, really did, said, you know, your skin's falling off, honey. There is not much I can do to help you. And basically, they went into this detox program. And the conversation I had with three or four of these folks, these people were healthy, their skin was alive, they were breathing, and they spent 28 days in a program to cleanse themselves. So what is that saying to us?
Oh, you definitely need to clean the liver and the body out. There's no doubt about detoxing. Yeah, it's a big deal.
And, you know, there are many, many ways that people can do that and find out more about it. But I think the key to today is to really raise the question. I hope that if you're listening to this show, that you have more questions than we're providing you answers to. Because that is about your ability to step out there and ask the question, why? And so we have a few minutes. If you'd like to ask that question on this show, we'd invite you to do that. 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or
1-888-298-5569, 1-888-298-5569.
And I forgot to mention that I am plugged in, and all that takes is an email to live, L-I-V-E, at crustbusting.com. You know, in the closing minutes, Dr. Fred, I mean, what's on the agenda for you? What are you passionate about now? What's the future? What are you going to be looking at and working at?
We're working on a lot of this holographic projector thing we're working on. Really has a tremendous effect on the environment. It affects people. We've got them in health clinics now. They have a way of detoxing the body in seconds, which normally takes days or months to do. So we've got some amazing radionic, sort of like radionic, but it's more scalar wave technology, and then some other stuff that really hasn't been described as anything. I call it holographic. So we've got some really hot new products that we're really working with. I'm working on my X1 healing machine, which is a pretty interesting device. You have to read the book to find out what that does. I'm going to get out and play some more music. I want to get back into music and run around the planet and play a few concerts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing because every one I've ever done, we always get spaceships showing up. I was down in Missouri there in St. Louis and was on the front cover of the main newspaper down there. A bunch of people in the audience, we had ships coming in, happened over in Europe. So it kind of stirs up a little excitement, you know. So I like to do that because it has a healing effect. So we're getting out there doing music. We're working on a television series right now.
What's that about?
The television series?
Yeah.
We're going to go out to... it's a different spin on things that have been covered that are different, new and different.
Okay.
I used to hang out with a Bigfoot down there in Arkansas, so we're going to go down there. The Sci-Fi Channel wanted me to go down, but I wouldn't take the crew down there because I want to protect this guy's environment, but I want to actually photograph and bring a Bigfoot out and let some people experience what he's all about, not just mysterious stuff, but actually see him and have him up close and personal with a film crew that's, you know, high kind of was go up to Dulce and do some stuff with the Indians up there, the Icarias, which they had a lot. They have a UFO extraterrestrial, negative extraterrestrial base there on their reservation.
Wow,
some really interesting stuff that sort of had them back over to the pyramids. I wanted to open up some doors over there with some special music sounds I got from the Canadians.
Wow,
it's a real hot, exciting place to really wake the place up.
Well, we're gonna have to follow you around. We've got a caller. I want to make sure we get the call in.
We actually have a bunch of callers. We're gonna try to quickly move through.
All right, let's go.
Absolutely, we're gonna bring on Al first of all, who has a question about cell phones.
All right, Al, go for it.
My question is there any protection using a hands-free on the cell phone?
Yeah, the hands-free is a lot better because you don't have the transmitting antenna right on top of your brain.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, hands-free is what I recommend. And, you know, cell phones are okay if you use them a little bit. And then, like I say, take a lot of ginseng and go to colon and get yourself one of these nuclear receptors. That really helps. There's a lot of things you can do to prevent the effects of radiation by dissipating it. What's called auric offset. If you learn about auric offset, then you won't have a problem with them. But 999% of the people never will, so they'll have a problem. But hands-free is a much better way to go.
All right, there you go.
Thank you, Al. Have a good day now. Take care. And we'll swiftly run off to another line. We have Maria with another cell phone-related question.
Hi, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Hi. This question for Dr. Bell. Because cell phones are such a big part of our culture, you know, it kind of concerns me all the things you brought up. Should we just switch over to satellite phones? Or would we have
it doesn't matter what they are. The phones... You know, when you have a handheld transmitter, there's always a problem. This goes all the way back to World War II. The people that ran what they call ops, the operation guys running around with handheld walkie-talkies, they had problems. So, I mean, it's always a problem we've had in our society. Wrong way of communicating, but it's the way we do it, you know. So just try to keep your time down to a minimum and do your alternative stuff that I've been mentioning.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Maria.
How are we doing, Benny?
We're doing good. We'll take one more. Virginia waiting for us.
Hi, Virginia. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Question for Dr. Bell.
Well, I've heard some stuff about the HAARP in Alaska.
Yeah.
Could you tell us some about that?
Okay, HAARP it started a long time ago back with our radar stuff. HAARP is high frequency oral research. It is for X-raying people like Saddam Hussein. It's where they look at underground 1 mile, okay. And what they do is HAARP It's also one of Minsk, Russia. It's a combined thing with several different nations. It's very bad. What they do is they create a hot spot in the atmosphere, which causes weather problems because it's in the jet stream, and they bounce radiation down and do X-ray. And then they have a thing called a Clementine satellite that the CIA puts up. It's the actual monitor. So the HAARP is very bad. You know, you can learn more about that in my book, and you can also learn more about it in the search engines. But there's a lot that you need to know about HAARP, but it's not good.
And what's the name of your book?
A Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light. You can get it from me or Amazon, either one. Amazon has it, too, .com.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, Virginia. Have a great day.
How are we doing, Benny?
We're good.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bell. Thank you so much for joining the show today. How about let's give out your information one more time for folks. And
okay,
we're going to have to bring you back. We just didn't get to cover everything here. You know,
no,
I'm going to have to get
much.
You back.
Yeah, I'll come back.
All right, there you go. Let's give out some information for folks.
Okay. It's any search engine, just Dr. Fred Bell, type it in, takes you to my website, Paradigm.com. The 800 number is 1-800-729-2603. It's been a little overloaded lately, but we will get back to you. Leave a message. We'll call everybody back.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And I bet we were at that Bell Labs building together. Just didn't even know it. That's how close we are.
Yeah, that's really funny.
That is really
right.
You're
the first person I've talked to outside of the industry has ever been there.
Well, you know, I'm not sure people are willing to admit they work for the phone company anymore.
I know, but they don't realize how... That was a big, stealthy place, you know.
That was a great place.
Yeah, it was really great.
That was great. I loved being there with Penzias and company. And, you know, these guys were amazing. I mean, he would be president of the company. He would bring in bagels on Friday.
Oh, that's really good.
I'm telling you, it's a totally different environment. I love the Bell system. I loved working for Bell Labs. And it was an amazing experience. And here I am. We've come full circle, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Amazing. I like that. I think that's really humorous, actually, in a great way. But,
it is great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Okay.
And we will talk about scheduling you again. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Great week. What's left of it.
All righty. I'm always making up new weeks.
Well, yeah, you are.
I am. Thank you all for listening to the show. Don't forget tonight, coffee tasting at 7 p.m. at the Seattle Healing Arts, 6300 9th Avenue. That's in Suite 350. Dr. Chris Kazura hangs out there, our friends at the Seattle Healing Arts building. Love them. Wow, that's an amazing thing. And we've got Joy Cashel here tomorrow and Reverend James Schiller on the show. And Friday, and also don't forget my Voice America show, another incredible show with an individual, Patrick Heron. And we're going to be talking about what is the last riddle of the pyramids and why does Patrick Heron believe that he has solved it. So
you have been listening to a Blog In Broadcasting service, a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much, and good night.